We have some major breaking news. I was right about to go live to cover Israel striking Iran less than 24 hours ago, but as I was clicking the live button, I learned that Iran has just struck Israel back. Now, it was up in the air. We didn't know whether Iran was going to hit back, but they decided to, and Caitlin Collins just posted on her Twitter, or X, the skies over Tel Aviv right now. And you can see right here, the skies over Tel Aviv are full of missiles, are full of hypersonic rockets. You can see right here, Israel attacks Iran. Live breaking news.
Five, yes, Manny Fabian, Times of Israel. Five people have been wounded in Iran's ballistic missile attack on Israel. So, one person moderate, four person lightly hurt by shrapnel in the Tel Aviv area. Several missile impacts were reported in the Tel Aviv area. That is...
Israel is now being hit.
From Manny Fabian of Times of Israel. I'm going to show you a video here. Hold on a second. I'm going to put a video in the chat for you. I'll put a video in the chat for you. Hold on. I'm posting a link to a video in the chat.
Very, very interesting. To continue, last night, Israel hit Iran's nuclear program and military leadership in an unprecedented strike. I want to break this all down in a surgically concise way. People in chat are saying, pray for peace. Pray for peace. This is only going to get worse. Pray for everybody. I agree. We want peace in the region. War is never good. Sorry, we're getting a video from CNN.
Israel, where it appears that flames are emanating from the building. This is video taken moments ago, and I want you to note that you can see shadows of people moving inside this building. I'm not sure if it's going to pop up exactly on this clip, but we saw moments ago, so there were folks inside this building. Unclear their status right now, but
it seems like multiple people have been injured, yes.
Not aware, I have not seen an IDF report of a third wave of missiles, just to be clear. If I see more rocket alerts, if I see it from the IDF, I'll let you know. But I have not seen it yet.
Then last night, we learned that Israel struck at the heart of Iran's nuclear and missile military complex. Now, there are a few things we're going to tie this back to. Because Tel Aviv is currently being struck, I'm sure that Israel is going to strike back. And over the past 48 hours, we've seen an escalation that would have not happened under Biden, that Trump is not responding well to, and Israel is playing this weird game as well, where they're saying the Trump administration was a part of this, but the Trump administration is lying and saying that they're not a part of this. So I want to break down what's happening. Of course, Iran striking Israel and Israel striking Iran. It's war is never, we never want to see war. Now, there's an argument to be made whether or not the initial strikes were necessary.
It was bombed about 100 targets in Iran, including about a dozen Iranian nuclear sites, including Natanz, which is Iran's primary nuclear site that has an estimated 14,000 centrifuges that they use to enrich uranium.
Someone said, Adam, you're crazy. I haven't said anything crazy thus far. I'm just reporting the news. The strikes on Iran's nuclear program and senior military leaders could be a turning point in the long-running conflict. And now it seems to be a turning point. Someone said, please get over Trump. How are we supposed to get over the president of the United States, who said there would be no new wars? Now we have Russia and Ukraine escalating. We have Russia continuing to push and push and escalate, and Ukraine, rightfully so, pushes back. We now have Middle East tensions inflaming. How am I supposed to ignore the president of the United States causing all of this from being weak? He is a weak leader. And I can't say that enough. The strikes on Iran's nuclear program and senior military leaders could be a turning point in the conflict, with Israel braced for major Iranian retaliation. So the retaliation is not totally unexpected. For the people just joining, the skies over Tel Aviv are currently full of rockets. War breaking out is always terrible. And a lot of people in chat are taking sides, are asking me to give a hard stance, but we're just going to cover the facts as they come out. And we'll figure everything out. Israel's stunning and sprawling operation overnight targeting Iran's nuclear facilities, missile sites, scientists, and generals followed 8 months of intensive clandestine preparations. The operation launched a new war in the Middle East that could draw in the U.S. and demolished any hopes of a nuclear deal, and dealt arguably the biggest single blow to the Iranian regime since the 1979 revolution, and now it's only the beginning. The U.S. was largely caught off guard, but they did evacuate personnel. The Trump admin said they had nothing to do with this, and Israel basically said, no, 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 the U.S. is a part of this, and it seems like the U.S. could be drawn in. The operation launched a new war in the Middle East. Israel is attempting to eliminate Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities in an operation expected to last several days, Netanyahu announced. Other Israeli officials said it could take weeks. Israel attempted, just in the opening hours, to assassinate nuclear scientists it claims had the know-how to make a nuclear bomb. Around 25 scientists were targeted, and at least two are confirmed dead so far. Israel also targeted the entire top brass of Iran's military. One more time, we're still talking about last night. There are new attacks happening against Israel. We're still talking about the attacks against Iran last night, just to clarify. So, sorry, to continue. Israel then targeted the entire top brass of Iran's military. The commander of the Revolutionary Guard and military chief were both confirmed dead, along with another senior general. And overnight, we didn't know whether or not there were going to be retaliatory strikes from Iran, but it seemed likely. Israel is now expected to keep pounding Iran's underground nuclear facilities in the coming days. The idea for an operation, which Netanyahu described as an existential threat to take out the nukes, took hold after Iran struck Israel in October. Now let's continue. This video just came out.
Importantly, Israel has not yet targeted a site called Fordo. We'll get into why that matters later. But additionally, the Israelis assassinated the chief of staff of Iran's armed forces, the deputy chief of the Iranian army, the head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, a number of Iranian scientists and military leaders who oversaw Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile programs, and even a politician who was overseeing the nuclear talks with the United States that have been ongoing. The Israelis are briefing the press that this operation could last up to 14 days, so this is far from over. In response so far, the Iranians have been pretty muted. I think they launched about 100 drones at Israel. Seems like
this was posted an hour ago, and the live updates say the skies over Tel Aviv have missiles raining down. Now, I want to talk about a few things. I want to talk about the consequences of the retaliatory strikes on Israel, the original strikes from Israel, but I also want to talk about this, how this is downstream from Trump's absolute weakness. This says Israel's strikes on Iran show Trump is unable to restrain Netanyahu as Middle East slips closer to chaos. We are 6 months into the Trump administration and we have multiple wars escalating. We have multiple new wars that Trump cannot get a grip of. We have multiple rogue dictators across the planet that Trump cannot get a hold of, including Vladimir Putin. And now, even domestically, things are falling apart. Let's all agree that we should have peace? Yeah, of course. At a fundamental level, yes, of course. We should all agree that we want peace, especially in the Middle East. As Israeli jets struck targets in Iran Friday morning, the U.S. moved very quickly to distance itself from Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to target Tehran in an escalation that threatens an all-out war in the Middle East. Now, the U.S. tried to distance itself, but Israel kind of pulled us back in. The unilateral strikes indicated a collapse of Donald Trump's efforts to restrain the Israeli prime minister and almost certainly scuttled Trump's efforts to negotiate a deal with Iran. Trump very quickly had an adverse reaction on Truth Social. 7 hours ago, he tweeted, 2 months ago, I gave Iran a 60-day ultimatum to make a deal. They should have done it. Today is day 61. This guy does not know how diplomacy works. If you think Trump is confused by what's going on in Russia and Ukraine, wait until you hear how dumb he is when it comes to the Middle East. He has no clue where to even begin negotiating a deal. By the way, if you're just joining the stream, please make sure you hit that like button to help boost it. If you're watching the stream after it started or later on, make sure you like it. You can hit subscribe to make sure you don't miss a stream. And tomorrow, we will be live at the No Kings protest. Don't miss our live stream at the protest. It'll be amazing. But then, Trump tweeted out about 9 hours ago, and this is a key one. He said, I gave Iran chance after chance to make a deal. I told them, in the strongest of words, to just do it. But no matter how hard they tried, no matter how close they got, they just couldn't get it done. Notice how it's always on them to not get it done. Obama was able to make deals in the Middle East. Biden made some deals in the Middle East. So the statements that Trump is saying right here, these are absolutely insane. Let me continue. He said, I told them it would be much worse than anything they know, anticipated, or were told, that the United States makes the best and the most lethal military equipment anywhere in the world by far, and that Israel has a lot of it with much more to come, and they know how to use it. This is just word salad so far. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate that. Certain Iranian hardliners spoke bravely, but they did not know what was about to happen. They are all dead now. It says, Iran must make a deal before there is nothing left and save what was once known as the Iranian Empire. So Donald Trump, this is not negotiation. This is a true social tantrum. The U.S. is essentially leaderless right now while there is a war breaking out in the Middle East. As sleepy as Joe Biden was, if you want to call him that, at least we know that he had a steady hand on foreign affairs. This CNN breaking news.
Screen right under where it says Tel Aviv, Israel, where it appears that flames are emanating from the building. This is video taken moments ago, and I want you to note that you can see shadows of people moving inside this building. I'm not sure if it's going to pop up exactly on this clip, but we saw moments ago, so there were folks inside this building. Unclear their status right now, but
we do have breaking news updates. 7 people lightly and moderately injured after Iranian strike hit the border of Tel Aviv. This says 7 people are injured, according to the hospital service. Iran's retaliatory strikes have now shaken buildings across Israel.
Oh my God.
That is an insane sight to see. Sorry, people are asking for a trigger warning. But to continue, Iran's retaliatory strikes have officially injured 7 people in Israel. Buildings are shaking, according to former Israeli ambassador Michael Oren, who says he and his family are in a safe room. Quote, the building shook not a little bit a couple minutes ago, the former Israeli ambassador said. Iran fired hundreds of various ballistic missiles towards Israel. And one more time, the skies right now. Sight to see. Wow. Yeah, to the people just joining, Iran is now retaliating against Israel. This comes after Israel struck less than 24 hours ago. People are saying no new wars. I actually genuinely believe this would not have happened if Biden were the president. This would not have happened under U.S. President Biden. Number one, his policy was more hands-on, and he had a de-escalatory vibe to him. He would directly engage with diplomacy with Middle Eastern leaders. Trump goes to the Middle East. He cuts these performative-ass deals on the TV, but he's not actually able to step up to the table when needed. When Israel is getting struck, when Israel is striking Iran, Trump is toothless. It's like the United States might as well not even have a leader whatsoever. Look at all of this. Someone said, just tuning in, please tell me what's happening. If you're just tuning in, I just want to say, 24 hours ago, Israel targeted Iran's nuclear program and a lot of their military leadership. They were doing targeted strikes on nuclear scientists, military leadership, nuclear facilities. And then, in response, Iran decides to escalate even further. That's what we're watching right now. We know that 7 people have been injured in Israel thus far. U.S. stocks move sharply lower as Iran retaliates. The Dow just fell 2% in this afternoon after geopolitical tensions in the Middle East began to rise. Iran said it had fired, quote, hundreds of various ballistic missiles towards Israel in response to Israeli attacks. We have a chart that shows red alerts sounding across the central Israel following the launch of over 100 ballistic missiles. And you can see certain targets right here. Global markets have been on edge since early in the day, and they just fell. Iran will, quote, pay a heavy price for striking population centers, Israeli officials tell CNN, therefore giving us the escalatory pattern, the escalatory rhetoric that we need. Now it's just a game of, not chicken, but it's a game of escalatory chicken. Israel strikes back, Iran strikes back, and we see continued escalations. Israeli missiles were then intercepted over the Iranian city of Tabriz, Iranian state media says. Let's go back to the stream. IDF says all of Israel is under fire. One more time, the rapid escalation of this current crisis highlights the consequences of the Trump admin's move away from mediation. It turns out diplomacy is a good thing. It turns out the U.S. helping out Ukraine, for example, is a good thing. Us being incredibly isolationist is not. When Trump stays out of world affairs and only plucks his head in to cut deals to get $400 million jets and to hop on TV, it's kind of scary. Dude, he's not a steady-handed leader. We might as well have zero leader right now. Again, Trump said 2 months ago, I gave Iran a 60-day ultimatum to make a deal. They should have done it. You set an arbitrary deadline, then got mad when they didn't follow the arbitrary deadline when you didn't provide any guidance.
Green right under where it says Tel Aviv, Israel, where it appears that flames are emanating from the building. This is video taken moments ago, and I want you to note that you can see shadows of people moving inside this building. I'm not sure if it's going to pop up exactly on this clip.
Absolutely wild. This is a live feed. Oh, no, they cut the live feed. Let's see if there's any live feeds we can have. Okay.
All right, hold on. Let's go live now. Let's get back to the live video. That's some live video right there from Tel Aviv. Let me turn the sound back on.
Sorry, I know that was quite loud.
There is a building with, in both of the side shots, on the left and right, you see a building with significant damage right there in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, I like this guy. He seems like a solid reporter. I've been following his stuff. But to continue on what's happening, we have more live updates. Iran has come out and said it attacked dozens of targets, military centers, and air bases. Iran claims to have carried out attacks on dozens of targets and air bases belonging to Israel, said the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in a statement. The operation was named True Promise 3. 7 people lightly and moderately injured. We can continue watching this live feed, and we can only guess that the escalation will continue from here. The stock market sharply fell, and this comes at a time, too, when Trump's approval rating is dropping. Now, I want to go a little bit more to domestic politics for 1 minute, and then we'll go back to the war as it breaks out, literally right now, which is a tragedy, but Trump's approval rating is already falling due to his domestic failures, due to his drama with Elon Musk, due to the absolute chaos, not only at home, not only with this bill, not only in the streets of California, but we are also seeing a major amount of chaos across the globe. Again, Russia continues to escalate its war against Ukraine. Ukraine decides to strike back in a very clever way. We have India and Pakistan, where a war just broke out. We have now Iran and Israel, where a war just broke out, and Trump's approval continues to fall. What happened to no new wars? Yeah, I don't know.
I think the simple word here is hurt. It has hurt Donald Trump's popularity. You can see it right here. We have two new polls, Quinnipiac University, AP North. I got the prior poll for you on the screen. I got the now. This is the net approval rating. You could see this in Quinnipiac, minus 12 to minus 16. How about AP North? Minus 16 to minus 21. Awful, awful, awful for both of these pollsters. Where we are right now, both Quinnipiac and AP North, the worst for Donald Trump in this term so far. He is very much way, way, way underwater, at least in these two polls.
And this is overall approval. How about specifically on immigration?
Yeah, so immigration has been a strength for Donald Trump. That was why in the beginning of the week I said that Donald Trump wanted this fight. Maybe he shouldn't have wanted this fight. What are we talking about here? Let's take a look at the net approval rating for Donald Trump on immigration. You go back to June 1, he was at plus 4 points. Look at where he is now, minus 2 points in the aggregate. That is a drop of 6 points in only about 2 weeks' time. The only thing that's happened over the last 2 weeks is obviously Donald Trump's ramped up immigration hawkish agenda. And at least at this particular point, the American people are saying, no, we do not like that. And they have turned against the president on his core strength issue of immigration. He is now underwater on the issue that has been strongest for him.
A bit of a turn, but it is happening this weekend. This weekend is the big military parade that the president, we know, has been pushing for.
Yep.
And is getting this time to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army. There's been a lot of back and forth about concerns over cost and simply how much the hardware and military tanks are going to weigh and could they damage even the roads. But still, it's moving ahead. But how are people feeling about it?
Yeah, you know, if immigration has not helped Donald Trump, maybe he wants to change the subject to this military parade. But take a look here. Government funds for the military parade, a good use of funds? Only 38% say yes, it is a good use of funds. How about not a good use? 60% say not a good use of funds. And get this, in the center of the electorate among independents, just 24% of independents say it is a good use of funds. This has simply put been one of the worst polling weeks for Donald Trump that we've seen. You really only saw worse numbers around his 100th day. But at this particular point, Donald Trump is much more towards the trough of his popularity than the crest of it.
And can I point out to everybody just joining the stream, Donald Trump's popularity is at a low compared to not only this term, last term, Biden's term, Obama's term, it's at a low. And this was taken before this war broke out. There is now a new war across the globe. And remember, the 90 deals in 90 days amounted to zero deals in what? We're like 180 days in almost? It's almost 6 months in now. And there have been zero deals whatsoever. In fact, we have pushed allies away. Things are only going to get more expensive because of Donald Trump. And we are now learning that when it comes to this war between Israel and Iran, the Trump admin is like a little kid, like caught with their tail tucked between their legs. What's the term? Running away with their tail tucked between their legs or caught with their hand in the cookie jar? The Trump admin has no effing clue what is going on right now. Before I read this Axios article further, please make sure you drop a like on the stream. Let's hit a goal. Let's hit a goal of 7,500 likes. We're at 5,000 right now. I appreciate you all. And tomorrow we are doing a big, huge live stream at No Kings. Can't wait to see you all there. But to continue, two Israeli officials claimed to Axios that Trump and his aides were only pretending to oppose an Israeli attack in public and didn't express opposition in private. We had a clear U.S. green light. This is why Trump got exposed. The goal, they say, was to convince Iran that no attack was imminent and make sure Iranians on Israel's target list wouldn't move to new locations. But now it seems Trump continues to lie to the American people. Marco Rubio lied to the American people after the fact and said that they have nothing to do with this whatsoever. So that's Marco Rubio and the admin lying. Netanyahu's aides even briefed Israeli reporters that Trump had tried to put the brakes on Israeli strikes in a call on Monday, when in reality the call dealt with coordination ahead of the attack, Israeli officials now say. The U.S. side has not confirmed any of that. In the hours before and after the strike, the Trump admin distanced itself from the Israeli operation in public statements and private messages, as I was saying. Secretary of State Marco Rubio swiftly stated that Israel's attack was unilateral with zero U.S. involvement. Yet Israel claims that there was U.S. involvement. This admin is a mess. Hours later, Trump then confirmed he knew the attack was coming, but stressed the U.S. had no military involvement whatsoever. Let's check out. Is this not a really good example of him chickening out? Trump always chickened out. Can I remind you, this war never would have happened if Kamala Harris were the president. This war would not have happened. The rapid escalation of the war, the regional actors all acting in this erratic, authoritarian way would not have happened. None of this would have happened if Kamala Harris had been the president. She had a steady hand. She knew how to prevent these escalations. Iran launched two separate waves. One of the craziest clips that I've seen comes right here. Check this out.
Oh my God.
Opa, opa, opa.
Shilut.
Oh my God. Oh, oh my God.
Opa, opa, opa. Shilut.
Oh my God.
People in chat keep asking the question, does this mean World War III? And it's just not that simple. I don't think it's that simple. I don't think any of us can responsibly or for sure say any of this. For an entire world war to happen, do you know how many different actors need to be involved? Do you know how many countries would have to then step in on Iran's behalf to start striking? Like, then we would have, like, I just think that that's a huge simplification and we should put the brakes on that type of talk and just talk about things as they unfold. Speaking of things as they unfold, we have some breaking news. Israeli police are urging the public to avoid certain sites where Iranian ballistic missiles have fallen and to broadly stay inside. Israeli police have urged the public to avoid approaching these sites. Only reinforced and highly trained Israeli police units will approach the multiple strike sites. The report still says 7 people are injured in Tel Aviv after missiles hit. U.S. stocks moved sharply lower. None of this would have happened under Kamala Harris, and the Trump administration's broader regional policy has allowed this to happen. There's a brand new episode here. I want to see what's happening.
Like, all of those were intercepted, but we should assume that's not the end of whatever Iran might do. The timing of this Israeli strike came as a surprise to a lot of people, myself included, because the United States and Iran have their 6th round of nuclear talks scheduled for Sunday. Ben, I just would like to point out that if Netanyahu did this to Obama or to Biden or to Bill Clinton or any Democrat, the entire press corps would be talking about it as a humiliation that shows weakness. But, you know, Trump sycophants are trying to play it as some sort of masterful act of deception. We'll get into that, too. I personally find the suggestion that Iran wasn't on high alert.
This is so incredibly true. Netanyahu directly undermined Donald Trump's talks, his nuclear talks with Iran, and Iran just pulled out of the nuclear talks. Someone says, Adam, you are a sweet kid, but you're very naive. I don't know. I haven't really said any opinions yet so far. I'm just reporting the news. You can't say I'm naive for reading the news. But to continue. Iran no longer plans to engage in nuclear talks with the United States that were scheduled because of Israeli strikes. Again, if any other leader would have had this happen to them, remember.
To point out that if Netanyahu did this to Obama or to Biden or to Bill Clinton or any Democrat, the entire press corps would be talking about it as a humiliation that shows weakness. But, you know, Trump sycophants are trying to play it as some sort of masterful act of deception. We'll get into that, too.
Yeah, I also see the trolls in chat that are essentially saying Kamala Harris lost for a reason. Let me remind you, if Kamala Harris would have won, can I give you all the reality if Kamala Harris would have won? Imagine this. First of all, Elon Musk would have taken a massive loss and would have spiraled down a deep ketamine-fueled hole, as he already did, but probably in a more severe way. Elon Musk would have been out of the public spotlight and not walking around the White House. Therefore, thousands of veterans would still have coverage. Thousands of veterans would still have jobs. People at the VA would have jobs who help veterans. So many of our most vulnerable communities have either been fired or their safety nets have been stripped away. If Kamala Harris would have won, she would have stood up to Vladimir Putin and not just placated him this entire time. If Kamala Harris would have won, the Middle East would be broadly a bit more peaceful. I mean, it's hard to say that the Middle East would have been perfectly stable. You can't say that. But I can guarantee the lack of unified Western backing. I can guarantee the fact that Donald Trump is isolationist feeds into the regional decisions made in the Middle East.
I personally find the suggestion that Iran wasn't on high alert, given that the United States had like ordered back all of its personnel from Iraq and a bunch of bases in the region, ridiculous. They weren't like saving power by flipping off the radars until.
And also, if anybody thinks that both sides are the same on the Middle East, I just totally disagree. If you're going to say that Donald Trump and Kamala Harris would have had the same Middle Eastern policies, you are far off. Johnny Ginderskov typed in chat, LOL. Kamala standing up to Putin, laughing my ass off. I'm not going to go off on you, but I'm going to very calmly say, you are an absolute effing idiot. Donald Trump, at every turn, within his first week, what Donald Trump was doing was stopping. Let me find this. One second. Right when Trump got into office, he halted intelligence sharing with Ukraine. He halted weapon sharing with Ukraine. He stopped giving Ukraine any sort of leverage. And he posted recently on Truth Social that he has saved Putin repeatedly. He has stopped Putin from having any sort of negotiations. Look at this post right here that I just pulled up on Truth Social. What do you mean Kamala wouldn't stand up when Trump was the one who said, quote, "What Vladimir Putin doesn't realize is that if it weren't for me, lots of really bad things would have happened to Russia. And I mean really bad. He's playing with fire." This mother effer, Donald Trump, genuinely is saying that he's protected Russia from things. Dude, Democrats lost because of Kamala. Democrats lost because of a lot of reasons, but Kamala, I'd say, still did the best she could. I'd say it was more Biden's fault than Kamala's. If we're going to place the blame on any main Democratic character, I think Kamala did what she could. I think it was Biden's fault more than Kamala's. That might be controversial, but to continue with this live stream.
ELO Sarin, who's an Israeli...
Oh, the entire point is, the idea that Biden and Kamala, or sorry, the idea that Trump and Kamala would have had the same Middle Eastern policy is insane.
A reporter with I-24 News English said 6 minutes ago... incoming missile sirens sounded in northern Israel and the greater Jerusalem area in a third wave of Iranian missiles launched at Israel. So we'll see if that ends up happening. That's the best I can tell you so far on these new reports.
New report, Israelis can now leave shelter but should remain nearby their shelters. There have been no confirmed deaths thus far in Israel. We had a nuclear deal. Trump backed out of it. Now there's a war. Guys, these libs are weird. Trump is doing a great job. Trump is doing a great job at what? I'm sorry, but if I look up the S&P 500 right now, it is down today. It's getting absolutely cooked since Trump took office. Trump initiated a trade war against every country claiming that he was going to negotiate deals, and he hasn't brought you a single deal. To the Trump supporters in chat, I want you all to just remove any blinders that you hate liberalism, you hate Democrats, just for 1 second. I'm trying to engage in good faith. I want you to go online and try to find one of the trade deals that Trump has negotiated. There's zero text, There are no trade deals. You won't even find articles about deals being agreed upon. Maybe he sent out some posts saying a deal's in the works, but there have been zero deals over the past 6 months. And people in chat are saying, don't feed the trolls. But I'm not feeding the trolls. I'm just calmly dismantling them. And someone says, can't handle any opposing views, huh? I'm handling them fine. And trust me, if you want to hop into Discord and talk about this, we can argue one-on-one about these things, and I promise you, you won't know a single thing that you're talking about. You won't know a single Ukrainian city when we talk about Russia and Ukraine, but I can handle opposing viewpoints. I actually want you guys to put opposing viewpoints in chat, but you guys are just acting insane. And yes, he is down in the polls. Very well said.
Of the U.S. Army. There's been a lot of back and forth about concerns over cost and simply how much the hardware and military tanks are going to weigh and could they damage even the roads. But still, it's moving ahead. But how are people feeling about it?
Yeah, you know, if immigration has not helped Donald Trump, maybe he wants to change the subject to this military parade. But take a look here. Government funds for the military parade, a good use of funds. Only 38% say yes, it is a good use of funds. How about not a good use? 60% say not a good use of funds. And get this, in the center of the electorate among independents, just 24% of independents say it is a good use of funds.
So while there's a war breaking out in the Middle East, Donald Trump is mobilizing the Marines to California. We just got a notification. Military commander says 200 Marines moved into Los Angeles to protect federal property and personnel. Amazing work, Donald Trump. I love seeing a war break out in a very volatile region, and our U.S. armed forces are over in Los Angeles. Very good allocation of resources. Very quickly, fan funding. Make a video about Epstein files and the Medicaid bill. I've made a bunch of videos about both of those things, but I will continue to, I promise. This would have happened with anyone as the president. I disagree. The same power has ran and steered presidents for decades. You're wrong. Whatever you're insinuating there, you're basically using the deep state rhetoric. If you're saying the same power has steered our presidents for decades, when you say both presidents are the same, or sorry, both sides are the same, you are actively doing the bidding of MAGA. In chat, let me know, chat, are both sides the same? I want to hear what you guys say. Yes or no? Are both sides the same when it comes to the Middle East or when it comes to policy? What's unfolding now between Israel and Iran over nuclear weapons could have been prevented if Trump had withdrawn from the Iran nuclear deal and lifted sanctions. Thank you. Okay, thank you, chat. Oh, some people say yes. We can debunk that narrative in a second. There's a popular narrative among populist, maybe not populist, anti-institution people, that both sides are the same, that Kamala and Trump would have effectively had the same presidency at the end of the day. And there are 100 different ways we can disprove that. And a lot of you guys have probably seen this sentiment. Even on the left, people on the left will say both sides are the same. It's just not true. Let me ask you this. If Kamala Harris were the president, do you think Elon Musk would be walking through the White House doing the most corrupt things possible? Would Kamala Harris have taken a $400 million jet from Qatar? Would Kamala have started something called Kamala Coin and then posted a pro-Russia post right after? The idea that some people spread that both sides are the same is almost like offensive to intelligence. So I was just making sure that we're all on the same page about that. But I do want to say, military commander says 200 Marines moved into Los Angeles to protect federal property and personnel. While that's happening, there is a war breaking out.
We'll see. Could be a false alarm, though. Could be a false alarm.
He's talking about the third wave. There have been two waves of strikes thus far on Israel, mainly hitting Tel Aviv. Let's check out the breaking news updates. And I do want to say one more time, somebody in chat pointed this out, but none of this would have happened if Trump did not withdraw the United States from the Iran nuclear deal and lift sanctions that had been keeping Tehran's nuclear ambitions in check. One more time, There was an agreement that was painstakingly negotiated where we had imposed strict limits on Iran's nuclear program and subjected it to rigorous international inspections. For a time, it had kept a lot of tensions at bay. Not perfect. Nothing was perfect. I would never claim that. But the tensions at least weren't here. Then fast forward to 2025, after the U.S. exits the Iran nuclear deal, Iran begins to ramp up its enrichment activities, and the fragile balance of deterrence and diplomacy begin to just be wiped away by the Trump admin because they don't know what deterrence or diplomacy is. So this is the main problem at bay. When you have the looming threat of a regional war off the back of an incompetent president, you have to call it like it is and say that this wouldn't have happened if Kamala Harris were the president. A lot of the Trump supporters in chat may not understand the underlying tensions in here. And I don't say that to be condescending, but people in chat were saying that Kamala would have started the same war. No, Kamala would not have pulled us out of the Iran nuclear deal. That's just not how it works. Kamala would not have led to the environment that... She wouldn't have created the environment that led to these exact tensions, is what I was trying to say. One more time, if you're just joining, make sure you drop a like. You can also join as a member below. We are a completely fan-funded channel, no outside investors. So while right-wing media has billionaires investing them all the time, we're just out here traveling, going to protests like tomorrow, and doing it all through fan funding. So I appreciate every single person that donates. That means more than you know. Interception debris falls in Israel's northern district, officials say. An Iranian munition intercepted by Israel has fallen in the country's northern district on Friday evening local time. Quote, at this stage, there are no reports of injuries, but property damage has been reported, the spokesperson said. Now, as this war escalates, I want you guys to notice something about the current president. And I'm trying to cover in this stream both international matters and the domestic lens, because I am somebody who reports a lot on U.S. politics. I want you to notice how Trump, in a time of crisis, becomes increasingly manic. We can look at this in 2020 when COVID began to break out. Donald Trump had no walls, no reality tests around him when the COVID pandemic began. So he would go out there and do these insane, insane press conferences. Trump would do these insane press conferences, and what he would do is just spew nonsense. He had no reality tests. Do you guys remember when that plane crashed over the Potomac in the first week of Trump Part 2? About 6 months ago, 5 months ago, a plane crashed over the Potomac River in D.C. Trump came out the next day, and in that time of crisis, he blamed it on DEI. During any time of crisis, Donald Trump does not know how to act properly, and my point is, I want you to watch, as the world watches, to see how Trump and his admin respond, because he's going to escalate whether or not he knows it. Even if Trump sent out the most peaceful Truth Social ever, the way that he acts is inherently escalatory, because he's just a madman, and you almost can't even deny that. But to continue, more updates. Israel faces dark night ahead, says senior Iranian official who claims several Israeli aircraft downed. This is more and more escalatory rhetoric coming out of the region. They can no longer say no new wars. In fact, this war was directly caused by Donald Trump.
I'm not going to show you the video at this point.
Yeah, guys, by the way, YouTube will very, very likely not only kind of demonetize, not only pull the money away, but also censor this stream and de-boost this stream. And overall, just when I show clips like this, YouTube says this is not a stream we're going to show people or allow you to promote. So make sure you drop a like for me. Make sure you become a member to help promote this. And the reason why YouTube does that, I don't blame them. It's because advertisers generally don't want to be advertising their products when people are talking about war. So YouTube says, let's delegitimize this video. But look at this video right here. Look at this strike. This is some wild stuff. We will boost you. I appreciate that. You guys are the absolute best. This is an insane strike right here. Let me put this on 0.5 speed.
Oh my God.
These were the retaliatory strikes from Iran. For the people just joining and asking what happened, there is an escalating war between Israel and Iran. A lot of devastating airstrikes. Top Iranian officials and nuclear scientists were killed last night, and now Iran has struck back. And a lot of this traces directly back to when Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the Iran nuclear deal and lifted sanctions. A lot of this goes directly back to when Trump pulled us out. Because then, just think about this chain of events. It's very simple. Trump pulls us out of the Iran nuclear deal, which said there were rigorous international inspections, that there are strict limits on Iran's nuclear programs. After Trump pulls us out, the region begins to ramp up its nuclear enrichment activities, its nuclear building. And that's what caused Israel to strike. This isn't even me taking a position on the war one way or another, just for the people in chat who are, I see you guys for sure. This isn't even me taking a hard position. I can if you guys want me to. This is just me telling you what happened. After Iran began to ramp up its enrichment activities, Israel decides to strike their nuclear scientists, their nuclear areas, and that caused this ever-escalating war. Let me read some chats. I appreciate you all more than you know. This says, didn't the U.S. illegally divert missiles destined for Ukraine to Israel? I believe so. Can Iran call upon Russia to help? They could, theoretically, but I don't think that's a good thing. And I think that Russia is a little bit stretched thin right now. But that would be a terrible escalation as well. Please cover the Epstein files. I have. I've talked about it, and we'll talk about it more, for sure. What has Trump said about the Abraham Accords? That's what you wanted a Nobel Prize for. Oh, I forgot. That was a peace treaty. Very, very true. I'm just reading through the donations. Lisa, thank you for the gifted memberships. Is Taco Man going to send in little Marco to negotiate? Very likely. Thank you, David. Thank you, Romantic. No kings. Yo, people in chat. FJ, thank you so much. Companies, no, not. Companies do not like to be associated with war. Funny, since many profit directly from war. Thank you so much. You guys are the best. I want to know in chat, yes or no, who is going to No Kings tomorrow? And let's continue to report on the breaking news as it unfolds. This is a solid channel. If you guys haven't subscribed to Agenda Free TV, I would shout out Agenda Free TV. It's pretty solid. Yes, going. I have some good news to the people that cannot go tomorrow. I will be doing my own live stream. And in that live stream, what we'll be doing is walking around, interviewing pro-democracy protesters, talking to people, making sure that we cover everything in a responsible way and show you the peace on the ground. So if you're excited for that, click on my channel and go to the live stream section and click notify me on the No Kings live stream. Or you could just subscribe below. If you subscribe below, you won't miss the live stream. It's so easy to make this argument. Trump ended the Iranian nuclear deal, and that's why we're in a war now. We're not in the war, sorry, but we may be in the war. Iran and Israel are definitely in a war. Kids in Tel Aviv are getting bombed in their sleep right now because Donald Trump decided to tear up a nuclear deal. The Middle East will not see peace for a while longer because Donald Trump decided to erratically end a nuclear deal without anything else. A deal that was keeping Iran's nuclear ambitions in check. Insane.
Who injured in the attack? Oh, hold on. The Israeli military spokesperson is speaking. Hold on a second. Hold on. One moment. I'll get it on the screen for you right now. Hold on a second. Wait a second.
Oh, wow.
It's in Hebrew.
אני מנצל את ההזדמנות הזו ומדגיש, אל תשתפו מיקומי נפילות. האויב עוקב אחר תיעודים האלה בשביל לשפר את פגיעותיו. הרמטכ"ל ומפקדי צה"ל ממשיכים לפקד על המבטע, מקיימים מערכות מצב ונערכים להמשך. ייתכנו בהמשך מטחי ירי נוספים.
I need a translator, genuinely. I need a one with captions, but this is very serious. The war continues to escalate. Let me find one with captions.
פים, לשם כך אנחנו פועלים, כדי להסיר את האיום הזה. תמשיכו לשמור על קור רוח. יחד נוכל לזה. תודה.
What about the kids killed in Ukraine too? Of course. Guys, I cover Ukraine a lot. We can what about the kids and every other? Of course. None of this tries to discount that.
I don't know that I missed that much of it. All right, I'm going to try to find out what he said. Sorry, I'll get a translation of what he said. Hold on, let me get the Tel Aviv shot back up.
You really need to get the facts straight before you speak publicly. You have zero idea of what you're speaking about. 90% of what I've said on this stream has been me just reading off what the rapid news reports are. The rest has been me talking directly about how Donald Trump caused this. Donald Trump did cause this. Which of these facts do you dispute? One, Donald Trump pulled us out of the Iran nuclear deal. Two, Iran began to ramp up its nuclear capabilities. And three, Israel striked nuclear sites. And now, because of that, Iran is striking Israel back and kids are injured. People are injured. Someone said, Adam, why don't you talk about the Iranian kids that were injured? If there were Iranian kids that were injured, that'd be terrible. But Israel struck nuclear sites. Israel struck and injured, I believe, nuclear scientists. Two nuclear scientists died. There were no kids or civilians from what I've read. Now, if there were, that is terrible. Kids on both sides should not be struck. Yeah, stop killing children. But children are dying, and there is a new war because of Trump. So Adam is one of them. You guys keep saying these random vague things in chat, but what does that mean? I'm one of what? I'm somebody who's reading the facts? I'm confused, but if I've said anything you disagree with, please link me an article that disagrees. What I just said is that children are dying, that is terrible, that a lot of that is off the back of what Trump did, and that we have more updates. Israel faces dark night ahead, claims senior Iranian official. Netanyahu then says, more is on the way. The regime does not know what hit them. People might be confusing me reading headlines with me like endorsing what I'm reading, but I'm just reading breaking news updates about the war. Adam, I didn't realize you were one of the bad ones. I don't know. I'm sorry then. Okay. To continue, addressing the Iranian people directly in a video released Friday night, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged civilians to stand up and let your voices be heard. I can't tell if it's MAGA that's mad at me. I think there's people on both sides because someone just called me a deep state Zionist. I don't know. U.S. forces are now helping to intercept Iranian attacks on Israel. U.S. forces are now involved in the war. That is some breaking news right here. The U.S. military is now helping to intercept Iranian missiles. Donald Trump got the U.S. military pulled in to a new war. Think about this. One more time, let me just talk about how we got here. The Iran nuclear deal kept Iran at bay for a while. Now, off the back of Trump pulling out, we have escalations in the Middle East. Netanyahu says more is on the way. Thank you, Martha. I appreciate that. One more time, very quickly, not to shift topics, but tomorrow I will be at the Chicago No Kings protest. We will be protesting, walking down the streets, and we'll be live streaming. If we can hit this number, we have 11,000 people, while we're doing that in-person live stream, that will be a new record. It's basically proving to mainstream media that digital media is where it's at. We're going to go out there. We're going to live how we speak. I don't just make videos. I door knock. I canvass. I go out there. We will protest. And I'm not just going out there to protest. We're going to bring a camera crew, my cameraman with me. We're going to be having pro-democracy voices heard. We're going to show you that the protests are peaceful. This is all going to happen tomorrow. And if you want to join tomorrow, go click on the newest live stream. Let me link it really quickly. You can go to this live stream and you can go see what we're going to be doing tomorrow. But to continue reporting the news. Yo, go check this out. No Kings. Sorry, I just spammed it in chat a bit. Oil surges to biggest single day gain. Oil prices spiked higher on Friday after Israel attacked Iranian nuclear and military facilities, rattling global markets and stoking fears of a broader conflict in the region. For markets, the focus is now turning on how the situation might escalate. Iran, later Friday, retaliated against Israel. Oh, Lord. A rise in global oil prices could also reignite inflation, obviously. But just think about all of the downstream effects from this and how this could have been prevented. One more time, there was a lot of confusion here about how this happened. Two Israeli officials claimed to Axios that Trump and his aides were only pretending to oppose an Israeli attack in public and didn't express opposition. There was a lot of weird wire crossing here, and it's hard to tell.
Green right under where it says Tel Aviv, Israel, where it appears that flames are emanating from the building. This is video taken moments ago, and I want you to note that you can see shadows of people moving inside this building. I'm not sure if it's going to pop.
Oh, someone says the VIX is up like 20%. Is that true? The volatility index? Oof. The VIX is up almost exactly 20%. You're right. Yeah, the VIX, like you said in chat, is a volatility index that is an indicator of how volatile things are going to get. Wendy, thank you so much for the donation. You have just made this war make sense. Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal and then all hell broke loose. Thank you so much. That's exactly a summary of what I was saying. If I could provide moral clarity to even one or two people on how this happened, I appreciate that. When Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal, which we can read about on another stream, maybe we do a whole research stream so everybody has a deep understanding. And you know what would be interesting? The people in chat that are disagreeing with me and saying that I'm very morally misguided or naive, they can come in and we can talk about it because I'm an open book. You can link me articles, you can send me your opinion, and we can talk about it rather than making snark in chat. Yeah, someone said, why don't you do the research before spreading misinformation? I don't know how you can say that when I'm just spreading what every single source is saying. U.S. and other countries helped to intercept Iranian missiles. I'm reporting what CNN, Fox, and all of the breaking news services are reporting, and then telling you how we got here, telling you that Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal and that's how we got here. If you want to provide a competing narrative or say that like none of this is happening, then link me an article or something. The United States is now helping Israel intercept Iranian missiles. So we're essentially getting pulled in to a war because of Trump's incompetence. Yeah, I'm going to need some more substantive chats from you guys. To the people in chat who are trying to disagree with me, that is fine, but try to add some substance, as in, hey, you're naive about this topic and the correction is actually here. Please look into this and this article. When you just say in chat, Adam, you are naive and it pisses me off, you're not getting anywhere. You're kind of just speaking out into the ether and it's kind of crazy. What's the point of your live stream? We're currently reporting the breaking news. Philip, thank you so much. I am always reminded by the Good Will Hunting line about wars every time wars started about NSA and the government. Good Will Hunting is one of my favorite movies. Genuinely one of my favorite movies. Don't get too caught up with these people that can't think. Yeah, to everyone in chat mad at me, I just ask you to, you know, take your blinders off and just try to listen to the news as it comes in. I understand that you could disagree.
Okay.
Trump's fragile ego and incompetence led to the collapse of the stable Obama-era Iran nuclear deal, a move that then directly stabilized the region. I totally agree, common sense. Someone in chat said, I gotta say no. The stream is fine, but it is about a city being bombed, so I cannot like the stream. I do not like that. I wasn't asking you to actually like what's happening, but it's fine. Thank you, FJ. You are the best. Trump, the agent of chaos. More like the agent of incompetence. I appreciate the donation more than you know.
Tel Aviv. Okay. Here is the replay. From earlier. Why is this being weird? Oh, I see. This is messed up. Is that it?
Adam is a paid shill. Yeah. I'm paid by the deep state of every single country. No, we're not paid by anybody here. That's why I run a YouTube channel. Incredible day in the news, though. Incredible week in the news. By incredible, I mean like incredibly jarring. All of the information coming out and this administration's lack of ability to handle it. At least we have Pete Hegseth running the Department of Defense. At least we have Marines over in Los Angeles while a war breaks out. That is exactly what we want. By the way, if you're watching the stream and you appreciate the coverage, make sure you drop a like. Let me explain to you how insane it is. That Donald Trump diverted federal troops, Marines, National Guards, over to Los Angeles against the explicit objection of Governor Gavin Newsom, and now we have a war breaking out. Not that the Marines would have been directly needed. That's not the implication I'm making here. But we probably want the resources at our disposal to be allocated in the right way. We don't want tired Marines who have been sleeping on the floor because Trump relocated them when it seems insane, or when it seems like a war is breaking out.
Monday, but whatever. It's hard to figure out right now what role the U.S. played. Trump seems to be trying to have it both ways. He wants distance from the strike and to posture himself as having been for diplomacy. But as like the day goes on, he seems to be doing all these interviews and trying to take more and more credit. So again, I guess time will tell. Trump is going to talk to Netanyahu sometime today. Now we get to watch what happens next. Yesterday, Axios reported that Trump's golf buddy turned top diplomat Steve Witkoff told Republicans in the Senate that Iran could, quote, unleash a mass casualty response if Israel bombs their nuclear facility. So it seems like that warning was unheeded. Last evening, Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu released about an 8-minute statement. It was in English, so this was designed for an American audience, not for the Israelis. Here's a clip.
This operation will continue for as many days as it takes to remove this threat. If not stopped, Iran could produce a nuclear weapon in a very short time. It could be a year, it could be within a few months, less than a year. 80 years ago, the Jewish people were the victims of a Holocaust.
Sorry, I'm not laughing at that. Someone said stop fighting with the chat. Yeah, sorry. I get too caught up fighting with the chat. I love it sometimes.
Holocaust perpetrated by the Nazi regime. Today, the Jewish state refuses to be a victim of a nuclear holocaust perpetrated by the Iranian regime. Today, Israel is responding to those genocidal calls with action and with a call of our own. Long live Israel and long live America. I want to thank President Trump for his...
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Netanyahu and his cabinet, but I think Israel has a right to exist. But Netanyahu, by all accounts, and his cabinet
seems to be
pretty extreme. And it seems like a lot of either Jewish Americans or Israeli Americans would maybe agree that Netanyahu is extreme. But overall, Israel, of course, has a right to exist.
Confronting Iran's nuclear weapons program. As the Bible teaches us, when someone comes to kill you, rise and act first.
If you think that Israel does not have a right to exist, then we just fundamentally disagree.
Pretty sure the quote is, rise and kill first.
And I don't know what that means. What is that? What's the implication there?
Because it became the title of a book about Israel's targeted assassination program. Ben, so I suspect over the next few days, we're going to have a bunch of snap judgments about this is either a massive success or a massive failure. The reality is it probably won't be clear.
To continue, though, explosions heard in Tel Aviv as Iran launches counterstrikes on Israel. Israeli cabinet discussing responses to Iranian missile attack, officials tell CNN. Netanyahu is the worst. Yeah, Netanyahu does not seem to be the steady-handed leader that Israel needs at this moment to navigate them through. Netanyahu very much so has a lot of Trumpian tendencies. You guys see that, right? But Trump is currently on Truth Social, hasn't posted in 8 hours. I'm assuming his response is going to be absolutely batshit. We cannot let this point go. This would not have happened if Kamala Harris were the president. This would not have happened if Trump pulled us out of the Iran nuclear deal. This would not have happened if Trump had at least somewhat of a steady hand or were able to keep Netanyahu in check and not get dog walked by Netanyahu over and over and over. See, this is why people in chat are crazy. I said about 5 minutes ago that Israel has a right to exist, and someone in chat just said, why do you love genocide? Never would I ever say that I love genocide. Why would you even know me? It's insane that people jump to these conclusions. I just said that Israel has a right to exist. And then I said Netanyahu seems to be a terrible, awful leader who is an extremist. But to continue, this would not have happened if Kamala were the president. This would not have happened if Trump didn't pull us out of the Iran nuclear deal. Someone said, what is the Iran nuclear deal? It's probably better if I just not explain it off memory. The Iran nuclear deal was finalized in July of 2015. Under Obama, between Iran and five permanent members of the United Nations. Formal negotiations began with the adoption of the Joint Plan of Action, an interim agreement signed between Iran and these five nations in November of 2013. The five nations were China, France, Russia, the UK, US, plus Germany. Negotiations centered around sanctions relief and restrictions on Iran's nuclear facilities. The agreement took effect on 20th of January, 2016. The United States withdrew from this pact in 2018 and imposed sanctions under the policy of maximum pressure. Now, Donald Trump not only withdrew, but removed the sanctions, which led directly to where we are today. Oh, wow. 1 second.
Because the Senate is voting to advance legislation.
Chance to thank our moderators or thank anybody else. So I really appreciate.
Do we blame World War III on Trump? I don't want to jump the gun and say that this is World War III. That's not something you should do. There are many ways this could de-escalate. But I will say, out of all the realities, I see this de-escalating. I don't see Trump being a part of that de-escalation. Someone said, Adam, please don't argue with the narcissistic Trump supporters. I don't think I'm just arguing with Trump supporters in chat. There are a lot of people who are saying that I'm crazy on both sides. But to continue with the breaking news updates, the one that is insane... This is the headline right here. U.S. and other countries helped to intercept Iranian missiles, Israeli source tells CNN. The United States helped Israel to intercept Iranian missiles. On top of that, U.S. forces are just involved, which means that Donald Trump's actions directly got U.S. forces involved into a Middle East war. For all you want to say about Biden, for all the criticisms we have about his handling of Israel and Gaza and that war, U.S. forces, we never had U.S. forces involved. This is new. Someone said this is more like the Cold War too. I could see that for sure. I could see that. Because right now, Russia and the United States haven't gotten in a hot war. We haven't crossed swords or crossed gunfire, rather. But we are sort of in a war where we're vying for influence over the global spheres. Someone says we did have U.S. forces involved under Biden. Really? U.S. forces were intercepting missiles? I could be wrong. Someone said unsubscribed. Well, that's... Netanyahu now claims more is on the way. The regime does not know what hit them.
Damaged sites, and they said some of those were from interception debris, which would suggest that some of them were from missiles directly impacting. Oh, thank you, Sean TV. That's very generous of you, Sean TV. Thank you so much. Captain Jerry Donnelly, thank you.
Do you believe in a free Palestine? Of course.
Knox, thank you so much. Knox 90, thank you. Brandy Harazi, Samantha Bowker, Bath 300, Sigborn, Bjorn Lunar, Kerry.
People just make all these assumptions. I said Israel has a right to exist, and people are asking why I like genocide and why I don't believe in a free Palestine. Are these two things contradictory? Israel has a right to exist. Palestine should be a free, thriving, sovereign nation. There can be two sovereign nations. It's called a two-state solution. And it's probably one of the most popular solutions out there. The people in chat who are saying, Adam, I'm unsubscribing because Israel does not have a right to exist. You are the extreme one, homie. You're the extreme one.
Harry Poteet, I need some skooma, hold on. Shaz 2, Fight for Israel, Juan Cabrera, Devin's Gifts, Colleen Baird.
Yeah, Netanyahu is a terrible leader. Netanyahu is awful. Palestine should have better living conditions. Palestine does have a right to exist. But so does Israel. Israel has a right to exist.
Steve Prowse, Mr. Fat Cat, Lee Page, Urban Interface Living, Samantha.
Someone said, I have to unsubscribe and leave. That's crazy. Member, Adam, this is where I disagree. The U.S. has already had Patriot missiles. Okay, if I was wrong, if the U.S. was active in Israeli airspaces, I could have been wrong. For sure. My bad.
Carruthers, Jose Torres. Our new members, Matt K, a new member, Matt K, Guy Pod, Mario Planet, Mr. Rainbows.
Thank you all for the donations. To continue scrolling through Twitter. Have you guys seen Zohran owning Cuomo? While I have you here, make sure you drop a like on the stream.
I have never had to resign in disgrace. I have never cut Medicaid. I have never stolen hundreds of millions of dollars from the MTA. I have never hounded the 13 women who credibly accused me of sexual harassment. I have never sued for their gynecological records. And I have never done those things because I am not you, Mr. Cuomo. And furthermore, the name is Mamdani. M-A-M-D-A-N-I. You should learn how to say it because we got to get it right.
I love Zohran. We talked, and his wife is Syrian, and so is my dad. My dad is from Syria. So I interviewed Zohran like 2 months back, right when he started to really gain national popularity. And we talked a little bit about how my dad's from Syria, he's from the Middle East, how we maneuver these issues. And he's just a great, very, very warm guy. Now, I'm obviously very, very white, but most Syrians look very white. So like my dad also is pretty white passing. Yeah, Cuomo got absolutely rocked.
Oh, I have never had to resign in disgrace. I have never cut Medicaid. I have never stolen hundreds of millions of dollars from the MTA. I have never hounded the 13 women who credibly accused me of sexual harassment. I have never sued for their gynecological records. And I have never done those things because I am not you, Mr. Cuomo. And furthermore, the name is Mamdani. M-A-M-D-A-N-I. You should learn how to say it because we got to get it right. To Mr. Cuomo.
He's kind of on fire. Yo, any New Yorkers who are going to vote, can you tell me how you're going to rank? I endorse Zohran. I don't live in New York City, so my endorsement doesn't mean much. But if I had to choose for you, I really like this dude. I really think that Cuomo needs to not be given power again. New Yorkers, what do you all think? I want to hear from you. People who live in NYC. I'm excited to see how this turns out. But to continue, this is one of the big, big points that we need to be making. The U.S. is officially helping Israel, or U.S. is helping shoot down missiles headed towards Israel. Zohran is the man. Yep. What's up, brother? Good to see you. A lot of New Yorkers saying they're going for Mamdani. I love that dude. Okay. U.S. is officially helping shoot down missiles, meaning Trump has just gotten us dragged into a war. Iran has launched dozens of ballistic missiles towards Israel on Friday night in retaliation for Israel's surprise attack early Friday. Israel's surprise attack went to target, or was targeting nuclear facilities and military facilities. Mockler W, I appreciate you guys. Am I going to get drafted to fight in the war? I don't know. That's a really good question. I hope not, but with Trump's diplomacy or lack thereof, you never really know. The messaging that we need to be doing around this, guys, okay, we have 10,000 people watching. If you're going to soak in anything I say for through the stream, I know you guys have been listening, but just listen to me carefully here. When we're messaging around this, this is what you say. This war would have never happened if Kamala were president. This war happened because Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal. Say it with me. This war would have never happened if Kamala won. This is true. This is not a talking point. This is the factual reality. When Trump pulled out of the Iranian nuclear deal and allowed them to escalate or to continue to refine their nuclear capabilities, and he lifted sanctions, that was a reckless move born out of zero diplomacy. And if you want to say a counter narrative in chat, then you can actually like send me an article. Please send me an article. By the way, I do apologize for biting the trolls in chat so many times. Sometimes when people are saying stuff in chat, I feel like it's fun to just bite on what they're saying and rebut rather than let it fly. But I guess I need to do that more. And by the way, if you're people in chat that are disagreeing, please give me more substance. Don't just say that I'm dumb and naive. Just like, come on. Thank you, Steven. Iran launched an extra 100 rockets towards Israel in 2 salvos, IDF says. All right. Message around this and say that Kamala Harris would not have allowed this to happen. Failed leadership, weak leadership, a failure to reel in Israel allowed this to happen. Trump doesn't even know what's happening. We don't even know if Trump knew about this whatsoever. So when Israel uses intelligence that Iran is on the brink of producing nuclear weapons to launch this operation, Israel called it Operation Rising Lion, then you have to just explain that this is because of Donald Trump. Donald Trump pulling out of that led directly to this erupting. I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you, everybody, for joining. I appreciate you all. I'm going to be live tomorrow at No Kings. Do not forget, tomorrow, noon central, I'll be live at No Kings. We'll be talking about democracy. We're going to absolutely kill it. It's going to be fun. I appreciate all of you. See you in the next one. Peace out.
Hi! Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.